You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. I'm here. It's Wednesday morning. We're coming back from the draft lottery. Bob Cooney and I, the Dateline is somewhere in 295, on 295 South, heading back to South Jersey. But the Sixers had the draft lottery, Bob. They finished third in the draft lottery. They got the pick swap from the Sacramento Kings. What are your impressions of them getting the third overall pick?
Yeah, it's kind of like you can't be extremely excited because I think fans went into it hoping they would get 1 and 4. Or at least get one of the top two picks, because Markelle Fultz, I think, is the guy that most fans wanted. You fall to 3, Boston gets 1. Does Boston want Markelle Fultz? It looks like the Lakers probably will wind up with Lonzo Ball. Now the fun begins, do the Sixers try to get Fultz? Do they use some of their assets to maybe move up? Are they in constant touch with Boston to see if Boston wants to go another way? Maybe a Josh Jackson who would be there for the Sixers at 3. So now I think the fun really begins, and you see, we got to see how it plays out.
Yeah, exactly right. Once they got the third pick, I kept saying to myself, Boston's not going to take folks. They can't. I mean, they have Isaiah Thomas. Now maybe they may try him as a combo guard, but you're saying to yourself, they're not going to take him. And then you're saying Ball, like you said, Ball should be in play for the Lakers. But then I'm thinking, what do the Sixers have to entice Boston? You know what I mean? Right now you would think that, okay, we'll give you the 3 pick. We'll give you Okafor, Jahlil Okafor, and possibly we may have to throw in something else for them to make that deal work.
Yeah, you'll find out exactly how much these GMs value this draft. It might not happen until draft night. Maybe it'll happen beforehand. But, we all say Markelle Fultz was the best player of a deep draft. Well, I don't know. Was it a deep draft? I mean, once you get past Fultz, maybe Lonzo Ball, Josh Jackson, I don't know, are teams turned off by Malik Monk because he's not – that big of a player. He's not size-wise. He's kind of slight. I think you're really going to start to find out what people think of these. But for the Sixers, if they wanted Fultz, yeah, they're going to have to package some things. And then now they're going to have to also address shooting, which is Brett Brown's number one priority. They need shooters on this team. So now they're going to have to go heavy in free agency also. So I think it's going to be a fun and busy time for the Sixers over the next couple of months.
Yeah. Now, here's my question to you. So, even if, let's say they can't get folks, right?
Right.
And let's say Jackson is off the board. Do you go after Ball?
I'll tell you, just because fit-wise, I think I would go after De'Aaron Fox before I would go after Lonzo Ball. I don't know. There's something about, and I've told you this 100 times, there's something about De'Aaron Fox that I just really like. A guy that when you watch, he just keeps sticking out to you offensively, defensively. You can't deny what he did against Ball in the NCAA tournament also. I mean, he absolutely owned him. So I just think fit-wise, De'Aaron Fox might be a little bit better fit for the Sixers with Ben Simmons being Ball dominant than Alonzo Ball.
My only question about Fox and Ball, taking him, if Ben Simmons is going to have the ball in his hands, how can they – now, again, everyone right now, this is the interview process, so to speak. They're all going to say all the right things. But how are they going to handle not having the ball in their hands?
Yeah, that's a good
point.
That's
the question. And then something else that you said about Monk. I don't know if you remember, but remember when he walked past Brian Colangelo? And I think, Brian Colangelo is about 6'2". 6'2"?
Yeah.
And they were, the same height.
Yeah.
He's listed as 6'3", 6'4". But, when you're the same height as somebody who's 6'2", I don't know if that's going to cut it as a two-guard, in the league.
Yeah, that might not translate. And, maybe the Sixers wound up good. Maybe we're overthinking things, and that's, of course, what we're going to do. right up until draft night on June 22nd, but maybe Josh Jackson is a perfect fallback guy.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he's a guy that'll fit in really nicely with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, and his athleticism, his explosiveness, good defensive player. He's got room to grow. He's still kind of slight. So, you know, maybe it's a guy that you know, don't look too hard and just let the chips fall where they may. Maybe he lands to them and it turns out to be a really good fit. And, you know, we haven't even mentioned Jason Tatum, who a lot of people are really high on from Duke,
yeah,
who will also probably be in the mix then. So they have some ways that they can go, that's for sure.
Now, assuming if they get a Josh Jackson or Jason Tatum, I mean, what do you do with Robert Covington? Again, he's a guy who is a nice 3-and-D guy for you. But if you have a third overall pick, you know, typically that's a guy
who starts.
So, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, what does that say for Cove?
Well, if you go say a Josh Jackson route and you figure you have to start him, you know, what are you looking at? You're looking at Bayless as your point guard, so-called, or combo guard, whatever, however you want to put it. Or, you know, Ben Simmons is in there. You got Jackson. And then Embiid and Saric. Mm-hmm. So, you know, where's your shooting in there?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a serious problem. And I've advocated for them to really take another hard look at Ersan Ilyasova, starting him at the four, although I would give Saric the bulk of the minutes at the four. But if you get an Ilyasova, get a shooter out there with the starters. If Covington can get back to the shooting groove that he was, I think he needs to be out with the starters. Maybe a Josh Jackson type, although he's a third pick, you got to groom him, and maybe you are bringing him off the bench. It's, you know, that's what we talked about before between need and best player available. Jackson kind of falls to that best player available category.
Yeah, he really does. He really does. And it's, you know, it's one of those things that's going to be interesting to see what the Sixers are going to do, you know, just because, you know, they have a lot of options. And, you know, Brian Colangelo did say if the team garnered two, you know, a 1 and a 4 pick, it was going to kind of be like still rebuilding. They were going to have a young team and do it. The fact that they only have one first-round pick and the fact that it's a third pick, you know, they're going to possibly try to speed up the process and bring in some free agents. You know, a guy like J.J. Redick is a shooter, you know, so maybe he can work out. You know, like to see what they'll do with the point guard position, or they try to bring in a veteran point guard if they can't get one in the draft. Someone who can, you know, kind of sort of groom Ben Simmons a little bit for a couple years.
Yeah.
So they have a lot of options. Now, the one thing that they did say is they don't expect to be back here again in the same capacity that they are. And now, again, they wouldn't mind doing what the Boston Celtics did, played in the playoffs, and they, you know, they have draft picks. Like the Sixers next year, they have the Lakers,
right,
2018 and their own.
Yeah.
They also have, in 2019, they'll have the Sacramento Kings first-round pick. So, you know, they're trying, and they're trying to, you know, do well. But, I mean, moving forward, but they did stress that, hey, we're tired of participating in the lottery because we didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, and I asked Colangelo tonight, I don't think you were standing there with us when I asked him, I said, did tonight's outcome change the way you look at free agency? Like, how much of tonight's outcome would have lent to what you're going to do in free agency? And he did say, similar to you, saying, you know, if we got the 1 and 4, well, then obviously you might not have as many needs. But only getting the 3, yeah, we're going to have to look really hard into free agency right now. So there's still holes to fill on this team, you know, shooting being the primary one. Like you said, do you go after a veteran point guard? You know, I know you have Bayless, but he's more of a combo guard.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting. You know, it seems like this time of the year, we're always saying the same thing over the last 3-4 years. You get the draft picks, you go into free agency, they have a lot of money. It's going to get really interesting now. This year, I think, more so than any, because you do finally have some of those foundational pieces.
Exactly, and I do expect you know, him to sign, you know, some free agents. Also,
he has
to. I also expect him, you know, to try hard again to move someone. You know, I just do. I mean, they have to, like you're saying. You know, he has to sign free agents. He has to, try to, you know, do whatever he can to possibly get the get folks, and if he can't, bring in someone else.
Yeah, yeah, and so many people, you and I get this all the time from fans, you know, get rid of Jahlil Okafor, package Jahlil Okafor. I think you and I both agreed that trade deadline, it was tough because so few teams come into play.
Yeah.
You know, it's basically teams that are looking to make playoff pushes. Come draft night, everybody is in play when it comes to wheeling and dealing. So perhaps they can make a move. And I still think there's a spot in the NBA for Jahlil Okafor. I think there's some people around the league that believe so also. Now, whether he's movable in some type of a package, that would, you know, probably be a really good move by Brian Colangelo if he could get something for him.
Exactly right. But, hey, Bob, I want to thank you for joining me this morning on the podcast, and we're getting closer to our exit. So I would like to thank y'all for listening, and we'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On podcast.